Hello everyone, it's Nicholas, bringing you some interesting news from Moscow. A memorial to Daria Dugina has been erected in the outskirts of Moscow. The daughter of Alexander Dugin, philosopher and father of the modern Eurasianist movement, Daria followed in her acclaimed father's footsteps, becoming a journalist and war correspondent during the special military operation.
The project goes way beyond the memorial itself. The entire area has been transformed into an opulent public space, included with benches, lighting, and a tree-lined alley dedicated to the women who died during the special military operation.
Daria was killed in August of 2022 near Majorsk Highway in Park Zakharova. The 29-year-old had been visiting the tradition festival when an explosive device detonated, killing her instantly. Daria had been driving her father's SUV at the time, leaving it unclear whether Daria or her father was the true target. What is clear is that the Ukrainian secret services were blamed for the incident, though Ukraine denies involvement.
3 years after her death, a memorial has been erected in Park Zakharova, standing at 3.5 meters tall. The park is quite close to the place where Daria had been killed.
Alexander Dugin selected the sculptor Dmitry Alexandrov above all the rest to design the memorial. In his words, Alexandrov was most suited not only because of his skill as an artist, but because of his devotion to the ideals which Daria and her father hold. Mr. Alexandrov said that he wanted to capture the inner strength of Daria while also capturing her femininity. Mr. Alexandrov follows in the ideological and stylistic footsteps of the Russian sculptor Vyacheslav Klykov, who designed the statue of Marshal Zhukov near Red Square. Klykov was a member of the Russian nationalist organization Pamyat, of which Alexander Dugin was also a member during his time as a dissident in the days of the USSR. We spoke to Professor Dugin directly, asking him about the memorial and the significance of Daria as a modern cultural martyr. The professor explained that the memorial is not a mere mourning of the past, but a testament to the future of Russia. Let's hear what the professor had to say.
After 3 years of SMO, Daria is regarded as the symbol of Russian heroism, of Russian soul, of Russian dignity, of Russian intellectual power. And it is not the chance that now it is monument dedicated to her is installed in the park Zakharova, where she was killed by Ukrainian terrorists. So the motherland remembers her, and the memory of her heroic act, of her intellectual heritage, because now we have assembled her writings in five big, very dense books dedicated to philosophy, to religion, to love, to her motherland, to Russia. So she was, it is difficult for me to, as a father, to say that, but she became a kind of iconic figure for new generation. And the monument dedicated to her, it is very rare thing, because the most monuments are dedicated to the past, to the memory of people who belong to the past, and and Daria's monument is dedicated to the future, is the monument of the future, and she is presented there as the big female figure of the girl, Russian girl, coming forward. Going forwards. So that is the monument of the Russian youth and monument for the future. Maybe it is very rare monument when the figure of the martyr, of the hero, is represented with the book in the hand. So that is a kind of message of her to for new generations of Russian youth: be strong, be heroic, be brave, be powerful, but be intellectual, be spiritual, follow the richness and discover the richness of Russian civilization, of Russian culture, of world culture that is now canceled by globalists in the West. Russia fought not only for Russia, but as well for the dignity of the societies with the deep roots.
Professor Dugin, it is 3 years since the tragic death of Daria. She has become a martyr of the special military operation in many ways. How do you see Russian history viewing her? Something similar to the legendary Zoya Kozmodemyanskaya, perhaps?
I think that Daria is a kind of different type of hero, heroine than Kozmodemyanskaya or other Russian women and girls who sacrificed their young life to the motherland, to the Russia, to our people, our freedom. I think that is some another dimension that is absent in other typical heroes of Russia. That is intellectual dimension represented by book. She wasn't killed on the battlefield. She wasn't partisan. She was just a young lady with a deep devotion to the philosophy, to the country. Daria represented spiritual dimension of our life, of our culture, and that is very important. So I think we shouldn't compare her heroic act, her martyrdom, with other Russian hero. Each hero has its own field of symbolic meaning, and I think that Daria's place in the Russian history is linked with the knowledge, with the culture, with the art, with ideas, with philosophy.
I understand you requested the talented Dmitry Alexandrov to sculpt this memorial personally. Why was Mr. Alexandrov the most qualified, in your opinion?
Dmitry Alexandrov, that sculpted this memorial, was one of the people of the same cultural circle as Daria was. He is successor of great Russian sculptor Klykov. He is conservative, he is traditionalist. He has made a beautiful group of the sculptures dedicated to different philosophers, Russians and international. So that is very, and he has created monument in memory of the Russian saint Iosif Volotsky. So he is not just sculptor. He Alexandrov is totally qualified to make this monument that is not just resemblance to Daria. That is symbolic monument, spiritual Daria. That is a kind of message. I think that is masterpiece. This sculpture, this monument is a real masterpiece. And as well, that is something more than just a sculpture.
Daria's legacy endures as a beacon of intellectual fervor and nationalist conviction. Her devotion as a journalist and philosopher resonating deeply within Russia's social and political spheres. Posthumously, Russian President Vladimir Putin awarded Daria the Order of Courage, recognizing her immortal devotion to the ideals of which she held. Her death underscores the repression of voices in the Russo-Ukrainian conflict, exemplified by the plight of pro-Russian voices such as the Kononovich brothers, Mikhail and Alexander, who faced torture and imprisonment in their native Ukraine for their anti-war and pro-Russian attitude. Their case represents a chilling clampdown on dissent, where political divergence, whether pro-Russian or anti-war, often meets repression. Daria's monument stands not only as a tribute to her, but also a symbol of resilience against silencing narratives. Daria's legacy, combined with the plight of pro-Russian voices, calls for a reflection on conviction in a polarized world, ensuring that her influence persists for generations.